So New Mexico had a relatively rough time with the last open enrollment. There were the website troubles. Our eventual coverage numbers ended up being below the national average. And we're still in the opening days of the new open enrollment period, but the state exchange is reporting better numbers so far. So what's different this time?
Well, I think folks around the country have learned lessons based on last year's experience. And we know that there's a lot of demand for health coverage. We know that the prices are good, that as a national average, people who didn't have health insurance were able to get on the get into the marketplace and buy it for an average of about $87 after tax credits and subsidies. So I think people know that this is a good product, and I think people who are running the exchanges have learned lessons, and by all accounts, the process is running much more smoothly this year, and a lot of people are signing up.
Well, there have been some lags in signups among the country's Hispanic population. This is obviously relevant to us here in New Mexico. What's being done to make sure coverage extends to that demographic?
So there is a lot of hard work going on the part of the administration as well as groups all around the country to make sure that the Hispanic community is well informed. So we have the healthcare.gov site in English. There's cuidadodesalud.gov in Spanish. And a whole lot of outreach so that people understand what's available and understand that this is affordable. So, the good news here is that healthcare is available and it's a low cost and high quality. For communities that, like Hispanic Americans, who are more likely than other groups not to have had health insurance, this is very big news, and there's a big effort underway to make sure people are aware and informed and sign up.
You mentioned that the costs are low, and the prices in New Mexico are down to a point below what the costs are in most states in the country this time. And is there any chance that could fluctuate, or can consumers here expect those prices to stay basically where they are now?
So the good news is that the growth in healthcare costs is at its lowest point in 50 years, very much due to the Affordable Care Act. Because this is a marketplace that we're talking about, and actually new companies have joined the marketplace this year because it went so well last year, that means even better deals for consumers. So we're encouraging people, even if they got coverage last year, to go back to healthcare.gov and shop around to see if they can get an even better deal.
Well, another thing that's important to us here in New Mexico as a border state is the recent executive action on immigration. President Obama, of course, recently shielding almost 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. But there was a stipulation that the Affordable Care Act subsidies won't be available to those residents. And that's 5 million people who won't have the same access to health care as the rest of the country. Are you concerned, and is the president concerned about the implications of this?
Well, the important thing about the president's immigration executive actions is that these are folks who will be able to come forward. They'll go through background checks, and they'll be able to become taxpayers. And that's tremendously important, both because they'll get relief from deportation, but also because we want them to be contributing members of society, and they want to be the same. So that's really the focus. While the president remains focused on border enforcement and making sure that by taking folks who are low priorities for enforcement out of the equation, we can focus our enforcement resources where they're going to make the biggest difference.
Okay, well, Cecilia Munoz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me.